I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. South Sudan's president just put a chokehold on any non-government organization working in the country. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says there's a lot more regulation.
There are kids that we know who urgently need help, but we're having to work with the government to follow these processes. And it's been frustratingly slow. It will happen, I believe. But in the meantime, there are young children living on the streets.
Kids Alive's children's home in Wau just added 16 more beds to help street kids. For now, those beds remain empty.
Pray for the 16 kids that we hope to rescue. These kids have suffered terribly. We want to see their lives transformed by the power of Jesus.
South Sudan is on the edge, but fortunately, Guatemala is thriving in the world of missions. Family Christian just got back from a trip, and one of their managers in training, Stetson Harper, says it was a great success. They worked with a partner ministry to make their reach go further.
We were able to do everything from building houses to restoring homes, installing wood stoves. We gave away 50-pound bags of food. We put shoes on children's feet. So we were really able to engage in and really get into the community and interact with people and share Jesus with them.
And one of the highlights of the trip was giving audio Bibles away.
There's no real written translation of the Bible in Quiche. So for most of these families, it was the first time they'd ever received the Word of God.
Though they're back, you can help the missions continue at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Persecution is on the rise, and there's a growing call to arms in a spiritual war. On March 4, Mission Network News and its partners are inviting you to the free IMN prayer event on the campus of Cornerstone University. Go to missionnews.org for the details. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.